You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, question of the day. What's your favorite scandal? Bonus points if you knew about it before it got real. J-Rock on the YouTube. Is there really a favorite scandal? At least for me it is. Maybe I'm weird. I don't know. I definitely have a scandal that I always return to in my head. What's that for you? And like Lopez said, there's some instances where, you know, no, I knew about that one before it came to the fore. Mm-hmm. Because with the Michigan thing, Sherrone Moore fired as the head coach there for cause, which is one of those things that's hard to do. So you know something.
Yeah, you need a lot.
You know something happened there greatly, and obviously something happened because afterwards he ends up getting arrested, mm-hmm. Not directly due to the cause for firing, but, you know, his actions afterwards there.
That's a rough day.
Very, very
Four
rough
hours.
Day. Very, yeah. Very rough day. Yeah. But, I mean, it didn't have to be this day in particular because, and now these are rumors, these are conversations. However, you can substantiate some of this to some degree. Mm-hmm. There's people that knew that, you know, of the Sherrone Moore's alleged, or maybe I guess not alleged at this point, illicit relationship within that building, almost, sorry to bring up the name, Ime Udoka-like, right? For months, For months, it seems like this.
You said October. There were some retweets and stuff.
There's people. Yeah. I think there was like a, and of course, what can you do with this, right? Mm-hmm. But I think there was like maybe someone who did some level of one of those delivery apps that.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That got on the internet and was like, yeah, just delivered a Plan B to Sherrone Moore's or something like that. It's like, well,
the morning then, after pill.
What's happening here?
And then it was just a bunch of random tweets saying, oh, he's out here cheating on his wife.
There were screenshots of texts.
Where it was just kind of random, like, wait, what?
And of course, none of these things are things that are actionable, at least from our side. And I wonder how actionable the things were on Michigan's side. But there was definitely places where, what was it, the former quarterback that played there was tweeting out, was it like a week ago?
Oh, was it Pate or what was his name?
I don't recall. Yeah, no, Josh Pate is a reporter who was talking about it. But Josh Pate was talking about the idea that Michigan knew a while back.
Yeah.
And in some ways they decided not to act until now. Why? I think that's a question worth asking because that says, okay, Sherrone Moore did his bad things.
Yeah.
As an organization, are you doing things that are in the best interest of everybody involved, or are you just trying to look out for, well, we want to make sure that we get our guys in, and we want to make sure that that we could try and see if we can make this, or we could skirt by this?
So let's get messy.
Okay. What's your favorite scandal, John Lopez?
Something you knew. 713-572-4610. Obviously, YouTube. Twitch and the message board and all that.
Message board.
Well, it is a message board.
Okay. All right.
It is a message
okay.
board.
Okay.
Where do I begin?
All right. I don't like the way you said that. Figgy, we're skipping to you. I don't like what he's doing over here.
So, like, I mean, every office has them where you're like, hey, did you hear about it? And a lot of times it's just rumor. Yeah. And then there comes a moment where you're like, all right.
Oh, that happened. Yeah, that one happened.
That's not a rumor anymore. How do I put this?
All right, I would like to start by saying my favorite scandal is Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like, he was caught.
That is my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
He was having another, like, that was a relationship with a staffer.
The neck brace was the cherry on top.
Was it a former volleyball player?
It was
at Arkansas.
It was an assistant of his that was a former volleyball player.
That was assistant of his.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why she was an assistant of his.
Yeah.
He ended up having a motorcycle crash.
Mm-hmm.
The police came and it was like, oh, well, yeah. Who is this person?
Yeah.
And then Bob Petrino had the audacity of standing in front of the Arkansas media and the world with a brace on his neck.
That neck brace was just like the cherry on top. So perfect.
Yeah. My favorite one is the Tiger Woods scandal.
Oh, with the golf club.
Yeah. And him leaving the voicemail. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Tiger. My wife just went through my phone, so I need you to delete every single thing. So call me back when you get this message that I'm leaving on your phone as evidence.
Which is funny anyway, because you're deleting all the messages. Your wife has the phone,
but you're creating more,
and she's going to see a call from.
Yeah.
She's gonna see
and you don't think this lady will put this out here? Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Tiger.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Tiger that it should not be surprising, but for some reason it remains to be surprising for me. Wasn't it like the Denny's where he was picking up some of these ladies? It was the Denny's, right?
Yeah, they were just like regular women.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
it wasn't like I'm messing with this supermodel or this escort or something like that.
Yeah.
They were just like some regular women.
My man had a type and was at the diner. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Like, brother, you are Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, you remember what happened in the parking lot here?
What are you saying?
You remember that, Figgy? You remember.
I remember the stories that were told.
He went out. Then she went out. Yada, yada, yada.
Who was it?
I can't recall exactly. Actually, I can, but I'm not going to say. There's all kinds of stuff. How about one of our own office, 713-572-4610. We all have heard these stories and had these secrets that we were like, well, I guess I better not say anything about that. How about we go to a charity event at a hospital? How about we did that? Just us, just this group of guys. And then all of a sudden, someone else shows up who works in this building and is a female, and they leave early from the charity.
Wait a minute. So I'm trying to paint the picture. So one of the people that was there for this charity event was working for this station or this company?
Yes.
And then another random
different department shows up.
shows up and
oh, the interdepartment. Like that's when you see people hanging out from departments that aren't on this. Like y'all not supposed to be hanging out necessarily. Are y'all just good friends or what's happening there? And then you get the
What'd you say, Figgy?
Who they show up to see?
That dude.
Okay.
And then
okay.
You know we had like an hour and a half of making the rounds at this hospital, but they were only there for about 30 minutes.
I actually was in the elevator with that same people you talked about, and I was just like, "What in the world is going on here?"
Oh, it was a Perkins. That's right. The
Perkins.
The Tigers was a Perkins. But in my brain, I forgot. About I was like, that. I don't really know about Perkins. I know about Denny's.
That's
so, kind of
the same.
Denny's.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing.
In my brain, it was a Denny's, which is wrong, but it worked in my brain. I don't know why. Baker Mayfield at the Cheesecake Factory parking lot. Yeah. You know what's funny is like the people who, especially nowadays, who have managed to make it over the scandal, right?
Oh, sure.
Because Baker is one of those.
Patrino.
Jameis Winston.
That's the one. Yeah. The one. Jameis and because he had a run of them. He had a nice couple of years where it was like, dog, what are you doing?
It was some wild stuff, like some serious stuff.
So it was the standing up on the table and yelling list things, which is like, all right, that is childish, but come on, let's be smart. I am always amazed that nobody brings up the being in the lift and assaulting the lift driver sexually.
Yeah.
I'm like, he has come a long way in one, I think, growth, but also in sanitizing his because everybody thinks of Jameis, they go, oh, that's the funny dude.
Oh, he's such a lovable guy.
Loves his family, loves Jesus, and just, you know. Yeah. Lovable.
Yeah.
And
everybody always bring up the crab leg situation, but they don't bring up the other stuff.
I forget the crab legs. De La Hoya scandal was
what
wild.
What was the details of that one?
Which one? De La Hoya?
Yeah.
Was that the...
Him dressing up?
Is that the dressing up?
That's what I thought of. Is that the
that's
the
one
entirety
of
the scandal? I thought that I was missing
that's one
else.
Of them. Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody said, how about the company CEO and his assistant getting caught at that recent concert on TV? That definitely captivated the internet.
That's definitely the scandal of the year.
I saw... is it a meme? Of Sharon Moore with her.
Oh, at
he's
the
got Sharon
at the,
Moore okay. had his arms around.
Did you see him standing on the sideline? They pulled up that video of him standing on the sideline with the lady.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's 4K right there, man.
I'm always amazed by the boldness that people have in those moments. Like you just feel like you're never gonna get caught.
Yep. And Shannon Sharp, somebody said.
Yeah. With the Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. Yep. I still battle with the idea of like, I couldn't have done it because I don't even know how to turn on Instagram Live that it happened on accident. Mm-hmm. Y'all believe that?
No, I do not believe that.
I still don't understand like why he would do this to himself intentionally because that's the other option is if he did not accidentally do this, that he set this up so that he would be grunting on Instagram Live.
The worst part about it is he tried to.
That's the nice way to put it. I recognize.
The worst part about it, he tried to lean into it. He had some shirts and then I think he had like some enhancement pills he was trying to promote and all this other stuff. He tried to lean into it.
In very poor taste, in my opinion. Yeah, and then these are the ones that I could probably term as fun. There's a lot of scandals that were not, right? Like people mentioning Baylor, and basketball, football. And just
we're talking about salacious kind of. People doing dumb things. For various reasons.
And definitely salacious. Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was absolutely in various different ways. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Thursday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where I'm very interested in something that's happening with the NFL and the ref union CBA negotiations. But also, is Joe Burrow okay? Because he sounds like he's not okay. Let's talk about it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.